Hello and welcome back to the Sorta Helpful podcast. My name is Blake.
I'm Sonia.
And we're here and we're partially queer.
Partially?
Well, like, I'm...
Okay, yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So, what's going on? What's our topic for today? Anything you wanted to talk about?
Maybe specifically? Anxiety.
Anxiety.
I feel anxiety today.
Okay, let's get into it then.
Okay.
I feel like I'm talking quite low.
You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, don't yell.
Alright.
Anxiety.
Are there any certain situations? Is there anything that you've gone through this week that has really taken a toll on your anxiety, I should say?
Yeah, actually, yesterday, I was sitting down with a friend, with another friend, and this friend of mine asked me why I wasn't active in the group that we have, and it's because I was sabotaging myself into thinking, like, because I was so anxious around them, and then I wasn't myself, that they didn't like me and I was wasting their time. But it was actually the total opposite. It was all in my head, and I was making them upset while also making me upset. And I just, but it made me realize that, like, half of the time I am anxious, it's not even real. And it kind of hurts when you realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, like, being in your head a lot. Going off of that, I can 100% relate to that. I was hanging out with some friends. That was the night I just kind of stared at you, which was last night.
Which was absurd, by the way.
Sorry. So. I just wanted to come over and I don't know, I just wanted to say hi, but I just kind of stared at you.
Yeah, so you just...
so I was hanging out with friends, and I guess it's that, the first time you're hanging out with people, or just, like, the getting to know them period. I personally am shy, so then it takes a little time for me to get acclimated and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning, I'm very people-pleasing,
mm-hmm.
Very want to make sure everyone's happy and that I don't give off any bad vibes. But with the head thing, my friend, Max, shout out to him.
Love Max.
Love him. He told me, he reassured me
mm-hmm.
that he would not be hanging out with me if he didn't want to. Does that make any sense?
Right.
He put in way better terms.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, like, I wouldn't waste my energy on people that I didn't want to give my good energy to.
Mm.
And that was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
It just, like, set me back and
mm-hmm.
was like, oh yeah, it doesn't make any sense for why people would torture themselves and hang out with me if they didn't like me.
Right.
So.
That's the truth for almost everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's a universal thing. Like, I know I wouldn't be freaking hanging out with someone that I did not want to talk to at all, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely understandable. And it's nice to hear from, especially those people that, no, we do want you here, we do want to talk to
yeah.
you, and you do matter in the situation, we enjoy your company, and it's nice to hear. But with that said, like, it is nice to hear, but especially with me, like, no matter how many times I get told, like, no, we absolutely love you, you belong here, it's not enough in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, yeah. I can get told that a million times in a minute, and I'm like, this freaking guy is lying to me right now, like, they're just saying that, and stuff like that, so, and that's where the other anxiety comes in. And it really sucks. It really sucks because I want to believe it. You know what I mean? I want to believe it. but I don't know what it is with my brain. It won't let me believe it. But for the moment, I'll be like, oh, that's really nice. Mm-hmm. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, nope, I gotta leave.
Yeah. It's hard when your brain hears the truth and mm-hmm. turns it into a lie. But it's like your brain doesn't actually think they're lying to you because you yeah. think that they're a good person and you right. think that they wouldn't lie to you like that. Because why would they?
Right. But it's also, like, emphasize the you think part. You think is different than your reality. So it's like, honestly, it's a double-edged sword, and I feel like I'm digging a grave right now.
Jeez.
A freaking grave right now. Because it's just, it's hard for me to explain this type of situation and how I feel about it. But yeah.
The one you just described?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And how I'm feeling with that kind of social anxiety mm-hmm. type of thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, there was a time where I didn't really understand what anxiety was. I mm-hmm. kind of just thought it was, you know, that shy person in the movie that's like, oh, you want to go to the dance with me?
Or right.
something, I don't know, just like a stereotypical thing of what anxiety is seen as.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I can't remember what did it, but I had a moment where it was like, oh, I have anxiety.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And, I wasn't proud of it. I didn't really want to flaunt it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's nothing to be shameful about. It's just.
Absolutely not.
It's something everyone.
It's a normal thing. Through. It's your, yeah, no.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad, like, when you, because most of the time, you might not, everyone's different, but I know I do, and I know a lot of other people do, like, beat themselves up about the fact that they oh, can't yeah. control their anxiety. It's not something you can, like, fight.
Take by the throat.
Yeah, sure. Take by the throat. The shirt. Yeah, just really just, you know, and it's not something that you can do, but you can,
work towards being better.
Yeah, you can, I don't know the word. I'm not good at this right now.
Let's see. What do our anxieties entail of, like, a general overview? Like, walking in public when you don't have anything in your hands, or your pockets are too small, so you can't put your hands in your pockets, so then you're like, oh my god, what do I do with my hands?
And I wish, like, I knew what you were talking about right now.
You don't experience that?
You gotta explain that more. I'm sorry. I really don't.
You don't get, like, okay, I'm shy to eat in public a little bit.
Understood, okay.
Or, like, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm
General anxieties. Is that what you're talking about?
What are you anxious about usually? What does your anxiety entail of?
Oh my gosh.
If you had to, like, put it in a bulletin list, I guess.
I it's all social. It's all social anxiety. So it's like, is what, yes. So it was what I'm saying good enough in the moment. I'm in a conversation right now. Is what I'm,
exerting.
Maybe no. What's the word? Is what I am giving to the conversation actually significant? Is me being here right now actually significant? Am I being kind enough, smart enough, funny enough? Am I breathing correctly? Am I talking correctly? Standing correctly? Is my posture normal? Do I look like a weirdo sitting like the hunchback of Notre Dame? Is my posture fine? All that kind of stuff is what I actually think about. Like, I feel, most of the time, I feel like I'm doing myself a disfavor by overthinking all that, and I feel like when I'm sitting in a classroom, I feel like everyone's eyes are on me, and I sit, and I feel like, if I move too much, they're gonna think I'm skits.
Yeah!
If I move too much, they're gonna think something.
I get that a lot.
And I'm like,
oh my god, I just moved my water bottle, I can't itch my arm now.
No, I can't itch. I made a noise, I can't, I have to stand, I have to stay here with my hand on the water bottle
for
an hour and 30 minutes.
We consider it normal to not move. There's an itch on my thigh, or, like, I want to fix my hair, and I need a drink of water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, what about my pencil in
do
my
I
bag?
Do I fix my hair too much? Do people think I am zealous with the way I fix my hair?
They think you have lice?
That's actually something that I have, because I have eczema on the back. I have eczema on the back of my neck, and I itch it, and people are like, they don't know I have eczema on the back of my neck, so they're gonna think I'm itching the bottom of my freaking scalp, and I'm like, oh, this girl's got bugs in her
this
hair.
Is the worst.
Just crawling
yeah,
around.
Flare up. It's alright. Dry skin gang.
Okay. No.
Yeah,
true.
But, what I was trying to explain before was, I get a little bit of anxiety when I walk.
Oh my god, like, am I walking right?
I need to have a purpose of walking.
Right.
If that makes any sense, like, my hands either need to be holding something in my pocket,
right,
like, on the phone or
right,
something. Like, I can't just walk normally because then I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Right. And sometimes I walk in a very hip-swaying motion, and I get nervous that people will think, like, oh, she thinks she's better than me by walking like this. But, like, it's true, and then I start walking my freaking knees like that, I almost pass out. Like, what are people gonna, like, I don't know. It's so hard to explain.
So hard to not think about what other people are thinking about you.
Exactly. And that's all the time, and it kind of stinks.
Yeah. Especially when you're, I never used to be afraid to eat in public. I'm not afraid, it's just, like, You notice, especially when it's a very quiet room, you notice how loud and how frequent you chew or eat or drink or something.
Oh my gosh, especially eating chips. Like,
I
know.
Chips are for home only.
I know, your teacher, like, he's like, no, you can eat in class. And she hands us, like,
a whole bag
of chips, and, like, you have to open
Cheetos,
it.
And then you have to lick your fingers.
Yeah, man, it's disgusting. And, oh, I hate it when I drop a little something, little schmutz. And I, like, oh, these people just, this person next to me just saw me drop it. Am I gonna, will they hate me if I'm gonna eat it? I'm gonna pop it in my mouth, you know, 5-second rule.
But if you pick it up, then you're gonna eat with the same hand you just picked up a piece of food off the floor.
Or, like, and then...
That's just spiraling.
Oh my god,
and
I hate
it. It sucks, and it's like, it kills you. It's so hard not to spiral, because there's so many different ways everything could go.
Right. Hate people, and the way they think, sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's all in my head.
I don't like when people stare at me or just look at me,
especially
with masks on. It's really hard to tell what is going on because I'm like, oh my god, is there like a hair out of place on my head, or do I look too intimidating?
Like, do I have something
on
my face?
Off a bad juju little vibe to them or something? I don't know. It's always hard to, sometimes it's hard to put on a show too, when you're down, and you want to be a good person and be like, and smile when people look at you or something. You're like, hey, I'm not a threat.
I struggle with just seeing people that I know who I'm not incredibly close with, but like I know I've had conversations with them. If I was in a class or something with them, I would sit next to them, but we're not like,
I'm gritting my teeth right now.
Ooh. Why? Don't do that.
No, I'm just like,
I know, it's so riveting.
Well, I get that pain. It's like,
but like I walk past them, like, Do I
wave to them?
Do I say hello?
Do I not?
I want to say hello. In my head, I'm like, Sonia, you're
going
to say hello to this person right now. And I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. And then it's like, but they also don't say anything. And it's just like, I guess we're both in a little sitch. Mm-hmm. Especially when I'm working at Lake Effect or something, mm-hmm. and someone I know comes in and they, like, order, and I'm just standing behind the counter waiting to make their drink, and I make eye contact with them, and I, like, raise my eyebrows, and they just, they, like, look at the person checking well, and they look at me again like I did something weird. Like, dude, you know who I am. I'm interacting with you via eye contact, and I'm about to make your drink. Look at me. Don't look at me. Like,
I always try to give a little wave or something, or like you said, like the eyebrow thing.
Yeah.
But it sucks when you don't know if they noticed or not. Because you're like...
It's the worst. Oh,
and then you're thinking about the people around you who just saw you do that. Mm-hmm. And then you got no reaction from the other person, so you just look like crazy or something.
Right, and then I, like, hand them, and I yell their name out with their drink on, like, and I put the drink on the thing, and they say... They don't even say thank you. They just take it and walk away. Like, I've never talked to them before. I don't understand that at all. I've noticed that with everybody. Like, today, one of my coworkers that I know, I went to go get a dragon drink. Shout out dragon drinks. Mm-hmm. I went to go get a dragon drink. She made it, and I said thank you. And then she just went back to making other things. I don't know. Maybe it's... I don't know. It's not professionalism. I know that for a fact.
It's a little overthinking, but I get it. It's like the common courtesy of like, thank you. Like, oh, you're welcome.
Especially if you know the person. Like...
I don't need to check on my phone right now.
Like, bruh.
Bruh.
I don't understand it. There's also another thing that I can't think of right now. Ugh, I'm so tired.
I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
I'm so exhausted right now.
What was it? I'm stumped.
You're telling me. Let me think.
It's gonna be a long pause. I'm trying.
I am gonna leave that in. Okay. I did that so long on purpose. I want you to know that.
Okay. Oh my gosh. As long as you don't put a drum solo in, I'm good.
But that was funny.
That was funny. It's a different podcast. thinking about it.
Let's.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
I know. I forgot. I am not. No, I'll be honest with you. I am not here right now.
I'm
kind of on the moon.
I'm kind of like walking out the door by accident.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was something about what you were talking about when she handed you the drink. Or no, you handed the drink to them. That's what I was gonna say. Okay, that's what I have noticed, or at least picked up on.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since, you know, people have started coming out of quarantine and stuff. And we're getting back to our normal lives, mm-hmm. and just wearing masks in public. Everyone is very secluded, or just seems like it, not because of the masks, or maybe it's what has
made
us...
We all wear masks.
It's what's made us feel more secluded, because, you know, your identity is kind of shielded, so no one knows what you look like much.
Yeah, you're inside yourself, really.
It's like, I don't know, I'm not saying that everybody's rude or... introvert, it's kind of like, it feels like everyone doesn't want anything to do with anybody unless you already know them.
Yeah, no. It's really hard to make human connection without complete face-to-face interaction, and with a mask, you're, at that point, you're getting half-eye interaction. That's not how it works.
And it's really weird to make friends with people when you don't even know what they look like.
Fully look like.
So then it's even harder to make a connection.
Yeah, right.
Because you're like, oh.
Also, this is not the real you. I painted a totally different picture.
Yeah.
I realize that, like, people look so different. Eyes up.
And then you can't even remember their eyes.
And then they take their mask off, like,
whoa!
Impossible. Not even...
And the craziest thing is, you can't even paint that picture if you tried.
No.
It's so hard. It's so difficult to describe what you thought they looked like with their without their mask on.
Right. I'm so tired.
I went to bed. What did I do last night? I've been just trying to take care of myself lately because I've been
What did I do last night?
I've been kind of sick for a couple couple weeks now. Oh. Just off, on and off sore throat. Today I had a medicine ball, which is a tea drink at the Lake Effect Cafe. And then I had some soup, some chicken noodle soup for lunch.
I love chicken nudes.
And then I had french fries and a Coca-Cola, not sponsored, but a quick shift in dietary today. I don't know. My throat does feel good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you have some honey?
It was in the tea already. Okay. I actually have half of the tea in the fridge that I'm gonna warm up later if I need it.
So all right.
I don't have to buy the drink again.
You should, honestly. I know.
What?
Just eat this honey on a spoon.
Just eat the raw honey. I'll do it.
Just eat the raw honey.
I'll do it, don't worry.
Okay, thank you. I get so angry over it. It's like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Like, you better.
You didn't do that?
You didn't do what I told you to do just now earlier?
Oh. I have to make a movie tonight.
Oh my.
I have to do Fresh Fest, which is a film festival.
How are you gonna do that?
Where I have 36 hours to make a short film based off of a theme, which is connections, which I don't even know what that means. Connections? What do you think that means? What do you think I should make a movie about involving connections?
That's, like, I can imagine, and I've seen, like, really short films for, for like, cinema or film class, and you don't know what the theme is until the end, and you're like,
end. This,
I don't see how this connects at all. It's just, like, a person eating lunch at a table, and then it just cuts to black.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your idea.
What?
That's what you
I'm
do
sorry,
for
I was not
film.
Listening. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm zoning in and out. I don't
it's
mean
right.
to.
I said that's your idea. You should just have it be a slow pan out
of just
you
someone eating.
Eating something like it's and
that's
the
connection.
Whole,
that's the
food
whole film
to your mouth.
That's
the connection.
That's the whole film. Just me
that's
like eating
film.
For 35 minutes.
35 minutes?
I don't know how long a short film has to be. I'll be honest with you.
Oh my god. I thought it was like 20, maybe 15.
No.
Not even. I thought short films are like couple minutes or something.
Making a connection is just me connecting to the Wi-Fi.
Make it a whole saga.
It's like me trying, yeah, just back and forth with, oh my gosh.
Clicking in little cables and
I've had better ideas. I promise I've had better ideas. Let me think. Connections.
Well, I hope you get that done.
Connections?
Connections.
I mean, granted, I'm not gonna be the only person here. Only person involved with the project that I get paired up with seniors.
Oh.
Yeah, with veterans of the cinema. Connections. What's segue?
Segue. Do you want me to pull
it's like
out
us
some
on a
topics?
Segue. Us like pull out on segues.
Do you
let's
what?
Segue.
I don't know what you said.
You know the segues, like the
yes, I know.
The vehicles.
Yeah.
It's the I say let's segue and it's like a video of us just on segues leaving. It's so stupid.
Oh, I had a dream, and you were in it.
And last night. When? You gotta be specific.
Two nights ago.
Okay, continue.
Wednesday night, I think. I can vaguely remember the plot of the dream, but you were in there for like a couple minutes, and
don't even get
you came in you
a main
came
character
in
moment.
From. You just came from off screen with this yellow tandem bicycle and you pulled me out of this awkward situation with somebody and you're like, come on.
That's so Sonya. That's so Sonya. I would do that, honestly.
And we get on the bikes and then we like go to this pool or
that's
something.
That's the movie?
That's
that's the connection?
If you can find a tandem bicycle around
oh,
here.
Oh, you're right.
I don't know.
No, there's someone on campus who has a fantastic bicycle. I don't know if it's tandem. Let me look up what tandem bicycle looks like.
It's just a really long bike with two seats that are behind, you know, like one in front, one in the back.
Tandem.
You've ever seen a tandem bicycle?
I have. I just, it's been a really long time.
Don't yawn.
I'm tired. I told you this.
Oh my.
News about tandems?
What?
Falcons Mike Davis Corderell Patterson rushes tandem has been. Oh. That's not it. Tandem is diabetes.
Oh!
Micromorph.
Oh
market
oh
trends.
Oh my god!
Did you break your glasses?
The lens just fell out of my glasses.
Are those legit glasses, though?
Yes.
Okay. I can't remember if you have.
You can't remember
if you are blind.
Oh, my God.
How did that happen?
This is crazy, and there's an eyelash on it, too.
Stop it. How did that happen?
I don't know! It just went
to put it back in! Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, this was waiting to happen. Oh, there's just a little scratch. Oh, it's an easy fix, done there, done but that. I'm just appalled right now, because this has never happened.
Pee-pee.
Oh
my god. Pee-pee Farmer Run as Republican Tandem in Barnegat.
I don't know what tandem means besides for a bicycle. I can't fix my glasses right now. They're just gonna have to
It's okay, you're gonna have to be blind for a sec.
I don't really need to see. That's crazy.
Ooh. My bike's farming a tandem at Arrow Tree Homestead.
Can you just find a picture of a tandem bicycle already and stop reading the news?
It's important. You should read the news.
Not all
the time. I know what a tandem... I'm looking at multiple pictures. Look at this one. I like this one.
Ooh, that's nice.
A blue little tandem.
I put on Sony's glasses.
A cute little blue little tandem bicycle moment.
We wanted a Segway.
I wanted a recumbent.
A what?
A recumbent bicycle.
Oh, the Squidward bicycle thing, lean back.
Yes. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Do you want me to pull out one of these,
should always pull out, but yeah, continue.
Shush! So we were talking about anxiety and overthinking.
Yes.
Do you want to piggyback and talk about overthinking a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay. Go. Did you two?
I don't think so. Unless, like, my...
It's my imagination.
I've never smelt a Delta.
I have a very sensitive nose. If I tooted, things would escalate
know.
Right
you
now.
You would know.
I should have went to the bathroom before we started, but it's okay.
I told you to.
No, you didn't.
So I did. I said go to the bathroom.
You said that last podcast episode.
No, I remember this. I remember this clearly.
Deja vu. A little bit. Come on.
Overthinking.
Come on, get a grip.
I'm overthinking about overthinking right now, so...
Yeah.
Overthinking squared.
I'm a hungry.
So, hungy?
Yeah.
Hungary? Hungary?
Call me
Germany,
because I'm Hungary.
Okay.
I kept that book in my back... What?
What?
I kept that joke in my back pocket. I don't think it makes any sense.
Does Hungary in
sense?
Germany?
It's around it.
Let me think. Is Hungary a country?
I think it used to. I don't know if it used to be. Anyways, overthinking.
Hungary. It's a country. It's its own country. It doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought it was in
I'd
Germany.
Be like, call me Central Europe because I'm Hungary. Call me a landlocked country.
Well, the joke is supposed to be that you're hungry, but it
yeah.
rhymes with Hungary. So
yeah,
me.
I know. So call me landlocked country because I'm Hungary.
I'm not gonna remember that.
I will.
But thank you for helping me.
You're welcome. I do write jokes.
Geography.
Every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
With geography.
I'm still so surprised that my lens popped out.
Okay, overthinking. So I don't. I'm not sure what you want me to. How you want? It's your idea. You go first. What do you mean?
Okay, an example of overthinking. I'm hanging out with somebody, and I'm like, wow, do they really want to be around me right now? Maybe they're just pretending.
So what we were just talking about the beginning of this podcast.
I don't know. Let's new topic.
New topic.
This is gonna need a lot of cutting or something.
No, I think this is fine.
Okay. What goes with anxiety?
We already talked about depression in the first ep.
Yes.
Epi weppy. Then, so we're on the second episode.
Let's talk about ways to help our anxiety. No?
Okay. Yeah, we can think about ways to help our anxiety.
Pro tip number one. I got it.
Don't have anxiety.
No, it's just that easy.
Just be happy. Don't worry.
A worry stone, which you have purchased for me.
I did buy you a worry stone.
Which is just a little rock with a little indent for your thumb, and you just kind of rub it.
Griffin bought me, back in the day, a worry stone.
Oh, Griffin.
Shout out, Griffin.
Griffin!
I love you and miss you.
We miss them. We have to go to Maine.
I want to.
We have to go to Potsdam, too, to visit our friend Sarah.
Follow Sarah's rock Instagram.
Yeah,
Potsdam Rocks.
Potsdam
or
Rocks.
Something.
I think that's what it is.
Hey, let me look it up. Let me get it right.
Alright. We need to get our shout-outs correct, or else the people won't be able to find the information that we've provided.
Nature is beautiful.
Yeah?
No, it's an Instagram caption.
did that. Like, randomly, out of nowhere, it was just... you just came up with these...
Pog face.
Sort of... I don't know, we're having a normal conversation and you're like, oh, nature's beautiful.
Beautiful. Did you see that TikTok video where it's, I hate, I'm on TikTok again, so.
Oh, no.
I know. Okay. Is it?
It's alright. It's a, you know.
Sits me down, listen. Everybody does it. I promise you, it's normal.
It's not.
It's normal.
It can be a phase.
Mom said it's normal.
But it's not a phase. It comes and
it's
goes.
Been a phase for about 4 or 5 years.
Is this a little buggy bug on your thing?
It's oh, I thought you said buggy. Like, I had a booger on there.
No, a bug.
And that's a little fuzzy wuzzy.
Oh, it's been bothering me.
Fuzzy had a bear? Fuzzy wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy wuzzy had no hair.
Yeah.
Fuzzy wuzzy... Oh, I forgot it. Damn.
Okay.
Okay. Potsdam underscore rocks.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on.
The anxiety, the overthinking.
No, wait, we were talking about something that we didn't finish.
Coping mechanisms for anxiety, worry stones, journaling.
Okay, we could do,
getting
yes.
yourself out of situations.
But it's also important to know that not everyone's the same.
Yes.
So journaling is an okay way. Write down exactly how you feel at that moment, get it out, and then close it up. It's symbolic, as in, like, I just vomited this feeling of anxiety and emotional pain onto this page and then smashed that book closed. It is not a part of your psyche anymore. Take a deep breath.
And don't reread it.
Don't reread it. Unless hurts. You're completely healed in about 30 years or yeah. like on your deathbed and like, you know what, let me just remember how terrible I felt.
Yeah, it's always good to document. I like doing that. I like looking back on things, and then I'm like, wow, this was really stupid.
And you know what?
This was really deep.
Yeah.
Given the fact I was, like, 13 or something.
I go back into my journal every now and then, and I read... I think... I don't know if this is supposed to happen. I read these things, and I feel like I should feel a specific way. I should feel sad. Like, this should bring me some sort of sadness, because at the time, I was... incredibly depressed, but when I go back and read it, I feel nothing.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of good.
Is it good? Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm numb to this. I'm psychotic. This is not a good thing.
It's probably because you've gotten over it. You don't feel that way anymore, and it's not a part of your psyche. Because
it's been replaced by another terrible thing.
Unfortunately, that's usually how it goes. But I don't know. Sometimes it's good to reflect on things that you've already healed from.
Mm-hmm.
Just to remind yourself.
It's a good reminder.
You're not crazy. You're not
overreacting. And it's also, like, a good way to see how much progress you've made.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder.
Something to be proud of.
Yes, at that moment in time. Especially if you feel, like, incredibly worthless. And you're like, let me look back mm-hmm. and see how far I've come. And another great thing is... my father, he's a psychotherapist, and he tells me to do 4-step breathing, where it's like, you take a deep breath in, hold it for 4, you let it go for 4, and then you continue it, and it's a vagus nerve kind of thing, and just taking a deep breath sends a signal to your brain that you are okay. It's actually very powerful, mm-hmm. If we're gonna get into physiology real quick. So it's like a
1, 2, 3, 4
and you get the point. You get the gist.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes you just need a big ol' sigh.
Yeah.
And I don't like when people it's natural for somebody, if they hear somebody sigh,
mm-hmm.
to go, what's wrong?
What's wrong, right.
But sometimes nothing's wrong. Sometimes you just decompress.
Right.
It's healthy.
This is straying away from the positive and coping mechanisms. It's going back into the overthinking. But whenever someone sighs around me, I hate it. I do.
Really?
But I do, because then I'm like...
You feel obligated to ask?
No, I don't feel obligated to ask. I feel obligated to feel that I'm the reason they're sighing. You know what I'm talking about? It's
Ouch.
It's like, am I not? Like, I'm doing the best I can here, and I'm just, and we're like, it's important to know that silence is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to talk 24/7, you don't have to be entertaining 24/7. It's important to realize that. So, but, like, to me, it's important, like, I don't realize that. So it's like, I'm taking a moment where I feel comfortable enough to be silent. We're just walking, you know? We just finished a very funny conversation. I'm silent now. I'm gonna take a minute to think about other things in my head. But then this person next to me sighs, and I'm like, oh! You know, like, I snap my head, I'm like,
little 180.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Why are you sighing? I'm sorry, did I do something? It's like, I'm sorry, the silence is killing you.
That's, it's quite hilarious to me, because every time, at certain times, not every time, sometimes you go silent, and I think I did something wrong.
Me? Yeah, exactly. So it's okay. It's not, no. No, we all have our own issues. You gotta let people time to think about some things, even if it's, and if they want to talk about it, they will.
Mm-hmm. And silence is so important, which is why we're going to take 15 seconds of silence. Yes. Go.
That was more than 15 seconds. And it was my fault, but I did it on purpose.
I can't do that. I can't stare at people, like, having staring contests.
I know you can't stare at me.
It's so funny to me. My dad will always do that to me.
I like making faces when I stare at people. Or, like, do something really unusual and really, like, uncomfortable. I'm the problem. No. I realize this now.
A funny stare once in a while is nice. A staring contest, which you declared, I'm out.
Right. A funny facial contest.
I just tried doing that. I can't. Sometimes you just gotta giggle, you gotta gaggle sometimes. It's alright. Excuse you.
That was a burp going up steps. For sure. Did you hear it? I had... It was like a scale. Oh,
I find those videos so funny. If it's someone just falling down the stairs.
Oh, God, I love it too. I know. I think it's hilarious. I do have an issue where it's like, if somebody gets hurt in front of me, I laugh. But it's not because I'm doing it on purpose. It's more of a coping mechanism. Where it's like, or whenever I fall, I laugh. And then people are like, and I'm like, no, it's okay. Yeah, I'm laughing. It's fine.
The kids will be like,
I know.
Like,
I know.
Jeez. I'm mainly, one thing I like to do, and then I noticed other people do it, is try to not notice if someone just did something embarrassing.
Yeah,
so
right.
Then you don't.
Right.
I
like it when people do that, but like they know.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because, like, those are good people. What happened? Like, oh, yeah, I just did this. And you're like, oh, pretending. But it's kind of a courtesy thing to
me.
Yeah,
no.
Because I don't know if it's more embarrassing to, like, have someone watch you do something embarrassing or having to explain the embarrassing thing that you just did.
I feel like it's worse, like, someone watching you do it. Because if you explain it, you can actually control that story in a way.
True.
Yeah, so you could lie. You can make it not embarrassing.
A little white lie can
go a long way.
Yeah. And I wouldn't walk
100 miles, and I will walk 500 more. Walking. I like walking.
I do. It does a number on my calves, though. I need to walk some more.
I can't walk anymore. I think I have to cut my legs off. My legs hurt.
Okay.
Working out, doing squats.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy. Mm-hmm. Not lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
The lemon is not squeezed.
Like that lemon...
Lemon.
Lemon-lime twist-up that you have
forsakenly opened. I totally forgot about it. Twist-up.
And you took one
sip out of
it.
Let me take a refreshing little sip real quick.
All right.
Let me take a quick sip of the twist-up.
She's falling. Oh my gosh. Praise be.
Very good.
Tightening up the mic because it's gonna fall.
They needed that imagery.
Yes.
Imagery is very important, especially if you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Start skidding it. Just goes over what I learned in creative writing today.
You should give advice the wrong way.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I'm scared to put this on the floor.
It's a flat floor. It's
but it's really, also a rug.
It's...
With ridges.
That rug is anything but ridges. It is a reused
rags
rug.
To riches?
Rags to riches. I love that plot. Where
that movie was so good. Rags.
That's a movie?
Rags.
I've never seen it, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, the Disney one with the guy?
What?
Sorry.
All we talk about... Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either.
Tired.
My lens is still out of my glasses.
Okay,
so I'm sad.
So giving advice the wrong way.
Yeah, don't like yourself.
Don't absolutely just fester in your mind and make sure that you say one negative thing about yourself on
it's
a daily...
It's your mosquito bites.
On a daily... make that little X on them. Make the X on them. Give them a little slap.
I love that that's a universal thing, though. Everyone knows my secrets.
Itch them till they bleed. I do that. I do itch them till they bleed. Because I think in my head, I like, if I do that, they won't itch anymore.
Then it'll just be a scab.
Yeah. Goosh. I'm not proud of it. I have so many scars from that.
Yeah. It's alright.
Let me think.
But when you put it into terms like that, not the mosquito thing, the terrible device.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you realize how silly it is to do the things that you do. Like, wow, why do I beat myself up for this? Why do I fester and sulk about something that doesn't really matter to anybody else
mm-hmm.
but me?
Right.
That kind of sounds negative, but it's mainly true. Like,
it is.
You... Well, that's kind of beating yourself up in a term. Like, oh, today my hair was really frizzy, and I can't believe I even walked outside without fixing it. But no, I don't think anybody looked at you and was like, wow, their
yeah.
hair is so frizzy.
It's important to realize that you are the only one looking at you like that.
And you just need to...
It's very rare for someone to be like, oh, this, look at this, she's ugly again today. Her hair looks terrible. She smells.
You need to check
yourself. She visually smells.
You need
like,
to...
I don't know how that's possible. But she looks like she smells. I'm just going to continue and you're not going to ever speak again.
And that's it. You need to check yourself in a way where it's like, am I being kind to myself right now?
Mm-hmm.
Should anybody else really care what I look like right now or whatever it is
right.
you're overthinking about? Is it kind of negative? No, I think it's blunt and it's realistic to where you're like, wow, I really didn't need to worry today about
mm-hmm.
what I looked like because... pretty much everyone else has got their own thing going on and is mainly worried about what they look like.
Yeah,
supposedly.
No, everyone is doing the same exact thing that you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to realize that. Keep that in mind.
Sometimes
you are your own worst critic.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
sorry.
The time is 4:44.
It's for what's that? Turn the phone around.
It's 4:44 and I have a chart on my phone.
Yes, turn the phone around. What is it?
A 444
mm-hmm.
means protection. The universe and your spiritual guides are protecting you. Listeners,
are
and
they?
Everyone else.
The most negative thing. Are they? Are they really? Yeah. No,
you know,
didn't think so.
Yeah.
No, they are.
Yes.
I promise.
How is that soda?
It's better than a Sprite.
Not sponsored, because we think that that one's better than a Sprite. I completely just forgot about what you just said.
I take that back. We're not going to get sponsored by any Sprite. Company like that.
I don't know if people say that to protect themselves or just to joke.
I feel like it's a both. A protection
yeah.
thing and, because I actually don't know.
What do you think Sprite or Coca-Cola is gonna email you and be like,
we did not give you permission to say our brand name.
We didn't consent to this
sorry.
For you even speaking our brand.
No consent.
On your low life little podcast.
On your college student. I have a massive scar in here.
Well, what's blowing on it gonna do?
Nothing. I don't know why I did that. We have 44 minutes.
Nice. Should we end it up?
Let's reach 45.
45?
Yeah.
You're just gonna...
I'm watching it.
Okay. Wrapping up the podcast,
I guess.
Yes,
we are. Wait. We're almost there? We're at 45. Go ahead.
Okay. So, We talked about anxiety, we talked about how to cope with it, we strayed off a little bit because we're kind of out of it,
mm-hmm.
but that's all right.
I think we had fun. I think it was fun that way.
Yeah. I think, and I hope, that people, my dad is leaving, sorry. I hope that people profited off of this. What am I trying to say? Got something out of this. I hope it helped someone today.
I hope it helped someone today, too. And I also hoped our first episode helped you, too. I think that first episode was pretty good.
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram at the tag. Our at on Instagram is sorta_helpful_podcast.
Yes.
Follow us there, and you can listen to our podcast on Spotify,
And Castos?
Castos.
Castro, like Fidel?
No. Not sorry. Casseroles. Right.
Sorry. yes, this is it. This is the end. We're saying goodbye.
Yes.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, listeners.
Bye.
Love you.